AMCA, India's indigenous leap into fifth generation air power. The advanced medium combat aircraft being developed by India heralds a revolutionary landmark in achieving strategic autonomy and air power capability through indigenous technology development and self-reliance. The AMCA program is now officially approved for implementation and execution in 2024, as per the formal Defense Ministry's approval. The AMCA program, from a developmental perspective, also makes it clear what India aims to develop: a true fifth-generation stealth fighter, built in an Indian context for India's unique defense priorities and geopolitical challenges. Strategic independence via indigenous capability. India's advanced medium combat aircraft programs represent a significant move away from reliance on imported fighter jets and supports the government's self-sufficiency model, Atmanirbhar Bharat, through the promotion and development of cutting-edge aerospace capabilities at home. By designing and developing core technologies like stealth, sensor fusion, digital avionics, and supercruise domestically, India reduces dependence on foreign suppliers who limit or impose conditions or restrictions on technology transfer and operational sovereignty. The AMCA program requires an aerospace industrial ecosystem which includes the public sector undertakings, private industry, MSMEs, and new startups, thereby expanding the national defense industrial base. As a military asset, the AMCA conforms with and seeks to remediate Indian Air Force capability gaps due to an aging fleet and shortfall of squadrons. The multi-role electronic warfare role into contested airspace develop response capacity which allows India to counter evolving or growing threats primarily from China and Pakistan, primarily in Himalayan and Western sectors. A fully indigenous fifth-generation platform is capable of not only enhancing deterrence but signaling India's technological and operational equality, if more rarely superiority, in the order Indo-Pacific security environment. A phased and collaborative development model. A AMCA program employs a pragmatic two-phase development process. The Mark 1 variant will use some foreign-sourced modules to help accelerate the prototype validation process, and the Mark 2 will be completely indigenous. The complex matter of developing an engine is being addressed, with India launching a joint venture with a foreign partner to design and build next-generation engines with appropriate stealth and thrust profiles and allow manufacturers to recover from setbacks with projects like Kaveri. This cooperative model is a break from bureaucratic approaches to defense procurement and increases the odds of having a competitive or collaborative public-private partnership approach to procurement from the defense industry more broadly through SPVs, jointly managed by HAL and private companies. The Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft, India's indigenous fifth-generation stealth multi-role fighter aircraft, is currently at the prototype development stage with the Aeronautical Development Agency and DRDO. The project, approved by the Cabinet Committee on Security in March 2024, a 15,000 crore budget for 5 prototypes. The AMCA will weigh 25 ton with twin engine technology for air superiority, precision ground strikes, suppression of enemy air defenses, and electronic warfare capabilities. The Mark 1 will be powered by 2 GE414 engines, while the Mark 2 variant will be powered by a 110kN indigenous GTRE. The AMCA will reach a maximum speed of Mach 2.15 with range of 1,620 km with weapons load and a ferrying range of 2,800 km. The AMCA will also feature advanced low observable technologies like radar observing materials, serpentine intakes, infrared reducing exhaust, and other classified technologies. The AMCA will be able to carry up to 6,500 kg of weapons, which includes internally 1,500 kg of weapons load. The AMCA will feature AI-enabled avionics system and capabilities for net-centric warfare capabilities and integrated vehicle health management. The HAL will manufacture the AMCA aircraft. The first AMCA prototype should be available by 2025, thus production would start by 2033-34. Global and regional effects. Fifth-generation fighter aircraft are the most advanced class of fighters. The US brought fifth-gen capability to an operational status with the first fifth-gen fighter, the F-22 Raptor, in 2005, which has unmatched stealth and air supremacy. The US introduced the F-35 Lightning II into service in 2015, including an enhanced avionics and data-sharing capabilities that enhanced multi-role options for the US military and its allies with 3 different variants. China operationalized the Chengdu J-20 as its version of stealth capability, employed long-range stealth strike as a mission priority in integrating Carnot 4 planes into the design for improved agility, albeit at a possible cost to low observability. Russia brought the Su-57 into service in 2020, a fighter including thrust vectoring engines as well as stealth features. Although operating in radar evasion mode consumes propulsion power analogous to thrust vectoring capabilities integrating into fighter engines. Concurrently, India is developing its own fifth generation platform, the AMCA. Through highly necessary and vital program acquiring these platforms to bolster in its position as premier air power in the Indo-Pacific and more broadly, and that the AMCA program is a vital strategic asset and that it helps develop India's possible contribution to regional security cooperation. India's AMCA is set to step into the highly competitive fifth generation fighter aircraft game, competing against serious world players such as the US F-35, China's J-20, and Russia's Su-57. Although India is doing it somewhat late, the AMCA indigenous stealth capability, AI-enhanced onboard avionics sensors, and industry focus on network warfare allows India to counter existing platforms while providing utility to address regional security requirements. Additionally, with affordable development plans and the possibility of induction in a total of 11 years, India is not only trying to reduce dependency on imported aircraft and equipment, it is trying to compete in the international space as a strategic player. The AMCA will ultimately play a role in improving India's autonomy with respect to air power capabilities and the ability to demonstrate presence with evolving geopolitical pressure.